This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, the Chinese government will open the country's first free trade zone in Shanghai. It'll be a little island of deregulation where foreign companies will be able to sell products and services without import duties or taxes. Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai to talk about this. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So doing business in China for U.S. companies has never been a cakewalk. This is designed to make it a bit easier?
Well, everyone in the foreign business community I've spoken to here is hoping it will. But there is a lot of skepticism because nobody knows the specifics of how exactly this is going to make selling your products easier in China. For example, we're hearing that China may finally end a 13-year ban on video gaming consoles by allowing them to be made and sold inside this zone. This ban has really hurt business for the U.S. gaming industry. I spoke to lawyer Greg Pilarowski about this. He represents many of these companies in China, and he wasn't too enthusiastic about the free trade zone at all.
First, it's not a complete removal of the ban. But the more important thing to put this in context is boils down to one word, piracy.
So the message, at least from this industry, is thanks for the new free trade zone, China, but you still need to fix the same problems you've always had in order for us to get a fair shot.
You mentioned that China has a 13-year ban on video gaming consoles, a pourquoi?
Yes. Well, the official reason is that video games are morally corrupt. However, the real reason industry insiders think is because they are punishing the U.S. video gaming industry because they are so dominating and they don't want that competition.
Now, another promised feature I see in this Shanghai free trade zone is that it's supposed to allow for freer trade of the renminbi, the currency.
Right. This too hasn't fully been explained, but the government has always controlled the value of the renminbi, allowing it to appreciate slowly in recent years. And it appears that China may use this zone to give the global financial markets a go at determining the value of the renminbi, which is something U.S. lawmakers have been pushing China to do for years because they believe it would allow U.S. products to fairly compete with Chinese products. But I wouldn't hold my breath on this detail because China has always been very, very cautious about loosening its control on its currency for fear that it would have a broad negative impact on its economy.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.